And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Sex for Vault and a track called Sex for Vault. Listening to Moloch Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sex Verbot, which actually spelled S3XVERBOT. You know what these young people are? I think they're cool, don't they? But it's Sex Verbot, but the name of the band is, well, the band is spelled S3 rather than E. Sex Verbot obviously means sex is forbidden. Ain't that the truth in this house? Punk rock all the way from Berlin, Tony. Great band. Second track we played from their latest album. You can find out more by going to their Bandcamp page, which is
sexforbot.bandcamp.com.
It is sexforbot.bandcamp.com, and it is the correct, I say correct, the correct spelling, sexverbot.bandcamp.com. And thanks to, I think, Bretford Records sending that through as well. Right then, I've got some additional material for you. I'm actually very happy about that.
Excellent.
Yeah. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Jeff sent us a joke. Let's hear his thing. So proud of him.
Excellent.
Really am pleased. And now I've opened up the wrong document.
Oh, not so excellent.
It's like, I'm terribly sorry. I've opened up the wrong document. Right, so now, here goes then. Jeff says, I got caught masturbating on a city bus. I would have stopped, but the driver wanted me to get off. Yeah. P.S. Just tried a kid's meal at McDonald's. Unfortunately, her dad chased me away before I got any of the chips. And I particularly like that because he's written chips rather than fries.
Ah.
That may also mean he's nicked it. Who knows?
Ah.
Anyway, thank you, Jeff. More with Jeff in the next section. But that's it. Let's hear his thing again. So proud of that.
Cool.
And so you got a joke or poem for me? Email paulieb@punkyradio.com. The rest will take care of itself. I'd love to say that was a new catchphrase. I need to say it again. The rest will take care of itself. If I say it enough times, it'll become a catchphrase, won't it?
Absolutely.
The rest takes care of itself. When I started off as a stand-up comic, you know, I used to walk on stage at Dartmouth University and say, what do we say when we see Paul B? And the whole audience would shout, bollocks. It's a fucking fantastic catchphrase, and it reached the point where I'd be in bars in Nottingham, people just walk past me, shout bollocks. That's a story I'm sticking to. Right, then next track, Tony, Disgusting. Love this band. We played a while back now. They did that one about, it was something about how if a bar hasn't got Guinness, it was that. Do you remember it? It's like, it's rubbish, or if you can't get Guinness, it was something to do with Guinness.
I can't remember. Right, okay.
It was something to do with Guinness. Anyway, they were fantastic. I should say, they are an Irish band. They're a fantastic band. And they don't describe themselves as a punk band at all. You'll see why. They're kind of alt-punk sort of thing. But they're brilliant, right? And their lyrics are great. And I really, really like them. But what I really want to know is... Oh, I've actually got down here. Dublin post-funksters. Mm. They're post-funk, Tony. It's after funk. You know, in my experience, what after funk is?
No.
A nap. Right? Funk is exhausting. But anyway. Right. What is Disgusting's... Disgusting, that is. I love their names. Oh, Disgusting. What is Disgusting's Bandcamp page?
Disgusting.bandcamp.com.
It is. S-C-U-S-T-I-N. Disgusting.bandcamp.com. Making it Tony 2, Paulie B, and Internet Nil. And this is something that we all hold close to our hearts, but as you see when the lyrics unfold, why perhaps we were wrong, I'm never flying with Ryanair again.
Cause I'm a hypocrite and a cheapskate. I'll be abusing all the staff when there's delays at the gate. I got no Wi-Fi, can't send a text or sit and play with the Google T-Rex. Tell me this, how could it be? I always feel they get one up on me because the prices are low. The service is crap. Now I've no room for my legs. I'm caught in Ryan's trap. The plane's captain was a woman named Jan. I wouldn't say I'm a sexist, but I expect that a man. The cabin crew's cut me off cause I've had too much to drink. They said I've no leg to stand up, but I'll still be up. I'm never flying with Ryanair again. I'm never flying with Ryanair. Fast fashion till the day that I die. It's convenient, it's cheap, it's just the way that I buy. When it comes to organic, you'll never force my hand. You'll find me kicking up a fuss down at your local pound land. I'm never flying with Ryanair again. I'm never flying with Ryanair again. You said you're never flying with Ryanair again. Until the seats, summer seats go back on sale. Ryanair again. I'm never flying with Ryanair again. Yes, I'm never flying with Ryanair.
You're listening to the Fuselies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was disgusting. I'm never flying with Ryanair again. Find out more disgusting, S-C-U-S-T-I-N, .bandcamp.com. What's my catchphrase?
Oh, God, I forgot it already, so clearly not very good.
Oh. So have I. That's what was making me laugh. I thought, I bet Tony knows. And I don't, and I've already forgotten. Anyway, that catchphrase was pretty short-lived. That should be my new catchphrase.
Bollocks.
You remember that one? And that catchphrase is pretty short-lived. Right, you got any Facebook? That's why I was laughing on the way out. Shut up, Paul. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook,
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Well,
what have you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments on Facebook. Please go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Easy way to do so, respond to last week's show post, which is on the main page. It's also in the group. Just put a post in, we'll see it. Got a few this week?
Yeah, I saw we'd had some.
So, and I missed one last week because it was in the group. So again, right. I do check. Chris Ridgeway got in touch.
Chris Ridgeway. Why has he waited so long to get in touch?
I don't know. Chris. A little too long, really.
We could have done a whole album.
He says, another good show. That was the most punk reading of the poem possible. Since that was the intent, great job. Thanks. Don't let one comment stop quiz time for Tony.
I don't know that reference.
No.
Why would comments stop quiz time for Tony? That's the first thing.
I think we had a Facebook with only one comment and we didn't do it.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
But again, this is a couple of shows ago.
What he means is just do it anyway.
Yeah.
And, yes, thank you. I did put a certain amount of, I like to think, theatrical power into my presentation of last week's poem.
There you go.
I channeled my inner Stephen Burkoff.
Ooh. Very nice.
Which came as quite a surprise for him. Go on next, then.
Right, Jeff got in touch.
Jeff's all the way through this show. Hectology.
He says, dentist. I knew one, but he was always depressed, looking a bit down in the mouth.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Jeff. Also, I might go in touch. It's the dentist.
Jeff now seems to live in a life of jokes, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think every
comment is that. What's my catchphrase again? That catchphrase was short-lived. It was something like that, wasn't it? And that catchphrase was short-lived.
Both of us are way too tired to remember things. We're going to forget. We have a different catchphrase per part.
I'm not tired, Tony.
Oh, right,
I'm
okay.
Relaxed.
Fair enough. I might go in touch.
Hey, Tolo, I'm Mike.
On the dentist theme, and he says, I do hope you went at the appropriate time. I didn't. In fact, I got it completely wrong. It's actually next Tuesday at 10 a.m, so...
Oh, mate.
Completely wrong.
That's nowhere near 2:30.
Really not.
You ashamed yourself.
It is on Tuesday, so...
Your dentist only opened at 2:30. Do you think they'd turn over the same amount of money they do in a year?
Yeah, they'd just, you know, up their rates, wouldn't they? The thieving bastards. There's charge more. But it's way
around. Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
It's supply and demand, isn't it?
I didn't really think that through.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to pay 9,000 quid. Well, I haven't got any teeth, it might affect me. Fuck it. They should only have 2:30, the rest of you toothy bastards.
There you go. One last comment.
You dental show-offs.
Blast Grace got in touch. We must have paid...
Hello, Blast Grace. They're from the wrong side of Albany.
Ah, okay. They say, thanks for the spin. Not sure there is a monkey in the Bible, but there sure is a lot of ass. So that's the only monkey in the Bible comment we've had so far.
So far.
It's the year's young.
Thank you very much, Blast Grace.
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Bruce Ruffing. But first, Tony, Le Lollies. We've played these a few times. They describe themselves, in fact, as cheese-eating attack monkeys from Montpellier. We first heard about them by I think Snuggly might have been Dirty Water. But we've continued to get stuff from them. They got this new track out, absolutely brilliant. What is Les Lullies Bandcamp page?
LesLullies.bandcamp.com?
It is Les Lullies. Hey, up, Les. Les Lullies. It's LesLullies.bandcamp.com. You're giving away the spelling. It is LesLullies. Les Lullies. Or as Tony says, Les Lullies. .bandcamp.com. What's that? Tony 3 for the internet. Neil Butler. This is A L'Etoile.
Crazy, crazy people fighting for something that don't exist. Crazy, crazy people fighting for something that don't exist. How can one man change the world when everyone chooses to resist? Maybe by some miracle we'll one day move this obstacle. Crazy, crazy people fighting for something that don't exist. Crazy, crazy people fighting for something that don't exist. This is a dog-eat-dog world, don't forget that everyone's trying to impress. I don't like this rat race, I can't stand this face. Whoa, whoa, crazy, crazy people fighting for something that don't exist. Crazy, crazy, crazy people, fighting for something that don't exist. Mm-hmm.
crazy people fighting for something that don't exist. Crazy, crazy, crazy people, oh, 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 fighting for something that don't exist. Crazy, crazy, crazy people.
You're listening to Sitovitz and the Fireflies of February right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bruce Ruffin, the track called Crazy People, from a new Cherry Red compilation that's out that features Creole Records, Best of, a lot of the Upsetters on there, called Reggae Steady Go. See what we've done there?
Mm.
Reggae Steady Go. Find out more at the Cherry Red website, which is...
cherryred.co.uk.
It is, because there isn't anything for Bruce Ruffin, sadly. CERYRED.co.uk, cherryred.co.uk. Might be because Bruce Ruffin hasn't recorded anything since about 1975.
Okay.
That's probably the main reason. He is pre-internet, Tony, as am I.
Mmm.
This thing is an entire generation of people that have existed since the internet.
I know.
You know more, because it was kind of... It was a thing by that 92, 93, wasn't it? And then it really got going 95, 96, I would say.
I think just remember it being my early years of work, which was, I started work in 95, and I think email,
right,
and a dial-up modem kicking off in the corner of the office. So, yeah, those three, my 9 chair, I think it was all over, wasn't it?
So that's 27 years ago.
I know. Yeah.
Fuck a duck, man.
I can't wait to be post-internet. I'm done with it. I'm sick of it. Sick of it. Too much porn. It's all I've done. It's just, you know... Well, I'd say too much porn. I've done most of it. But no, it's just I'm just sick of the internet. So...
I just want to drink myself to death in the shed.
I was about to say I'm going to go live in the shed in the big
a
field. It's the 9 catchphrases special this week.
It is.
Can't remember the last one.
Is that your catchphrase?
Can't remember the last one. Probably, pretty much.
Yeah, right.
Last week then. What did I do last week? It's mainly work. So obviously we're recording this Friday night. So last week is still happening. So work all week. Saturday, which is tomorrow for me, it'll be 3 days to go when the show comes out. We got a last minute cancellation at the studio, so we're going into the recording studio with the babies to work on the tracks we did whenever. I think December, some of them, and some of them were a few months ago. So we're going in tomorrow or 3 days ago. That'll be fine. It went all right. Then it's Bank Holiday Monday. I think I'm going to work, or I did work. It's very worky, a bit of music. I think that's about it. What did you get up to?
I need to just finish typing.
I'm also watching Andor. I haven't finished yet. I'm
heard good things about Andor. It's not just you, I've heard other people say it's great.
It's very good, very slow, but it's nice. It's really, I enjoy it, but I just
I will not see it until it's on something free.
Yep, fair enough.
Unfortunately. Last week, it's a bit weird because we're recording this show a couple of days earlier than we would do for a reason that I'm going to talk about shortly. But it means that I don't know what's happened to Nottingham Forest on Sunday as you hear this show Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday after. So I haven't done a lot yet at all. And even my lodger moves out tomorrow evening. So that hasn't happened yet either. So I've done very little this week.
Mm.
Watched a couple of good films.
Okay.
I watched The French Connection 2 the other night.
I've never seen French Connection 1.
Mate, it's great. They're great films. Gene Hackman.
Mm.
It's a right going over in this one. He gets properly beat up. But I watched that. But I watched a film last night called A Call to Spy. You ever seen that?
No.
It's about the SOE, the people that would eventually kind of be involved in the SAS. But it's when they first sent female spies to France.
Ooh.
And it's really good. Liked it. Not a lot of point me going into detail. Basically, a load of female spies go to France. Some of them come back.
Oh, okay. That's
really a spoiler alert. I'm not telling you which ones cark it. Some of them cark it. But I have watched quite a few films recently where the violence has been quite graphic. And that is one of them. However, French Connection 2 came out in the 1970s. Someone gets shot in the back of the head. I think by Gene Hackman, I'm not sure. But someone gets shot in the back of the head. They fall forward. They land on the floor. And there is no trace of the shooting. They've been shot in the back of the head at point blank range. And it's just like they got knocked out by it. By the bullet. I'm thinking... Because you see now, you see everything now, don't you, pretty much?
Oh, it's mental. I watched something.
And then, it didn't just come down to budgets. It was like, it was public sensitivities at the time and all that sort of thing. No one wanting to see actual death.
Huh.
So it is quite funny, because it's one of those films where people kick the crap out of each other, where people, someone fires a submachine gun at someone for absolutely ages, nothing happens. Then they fire one shot, perfect, straight through the eyes. You know, it's one of those.
I watched the new series of Daredevil on Disney.
Yeah.
There was one scene where the bad guy crushed a guy's head with his bare hands, and it was the most graphic thing I've ever seen. Brains and just
I like the sound of that.
And I was sort of thinking, what was the graphic thing that really shocked me? On Disney. Brilliant.
Yeah, but that would be in video nasty category.
Yeah, definitely. You kind of think you're seeing like ago, Evil Dead.
No, it's are you over 12? Get stuck in.
Mental.
And then those little pricks are so fucking sensitive about everything else. You're watching someone get his head literally caved in.
Yeah.
Will you stop saying, "Oh, you didn't use the correct pronoun"?
You misname one, you dead name someone, and that's it. But yeah,
what's
brains
dead
are fine. Isn't that where you call someone by their previous name when they change name, I think? So if they were Steve and they're now Sandra, you call them Steve. I think it's dead naming, I think.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm moving on while I can. There's no better way to get over this modern nonsense than by going from the vaults, Tony.
Excellent.
Zodiac Mind Warp and the Love Reaction. Now, I did not know this song existed. How it has escaped my attention, I do not know. A weird look for something else to do with Zodiac Mind Warp. This showed up. I listened to it. I checked who owned the rights, and it's the members of the band, just in case you're wondering, Tony.
It's not me.
No, just in case Spotify ask.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't the record label, it's the members of the band. So we're playing it. This was a 12-inch B-side to, I think, Prime Mover, their biggest song, which is why I didn't have it, because I had the single. It's utterly ridiculous. It's brilliant. And the story of Zodiac Mind Warp, the actual man himself, I think it's called Mark. A member of the original band went on to be in KLF. He wrote a song with Bill... He wrote a book with Bill Drummond. He might have written two. He was... an editor with a teenage magazine called Flexi Pop before he started the Zodiac Mind Warp and the Love Reaction. And I found all this out from Wikipedia, and I strongly recommend you go to their Wikipedia page. But they have got a Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/Zodiac Mind Warp.
facebook.com/Zodiac Mind Warp official. I'm on the board. Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony Four, and this is Hangover from Hell.
Jesus, what the hell? Where am I?
Holy moly.
Oh, what's that? Jesus Christ, did I tie one on last night?
God, I had a skin full.
Eva, is that you?
Yeah.
What are you doing in my bed?
I don't know, turning
into a Boy George or something?
Get out of here.
You know what we've got, man, don't you?
I know what we got.
Yeah, we got a
hangover from hell.
We got a
hangover from hell.
Oh, man, we got a
hangover from hell.
Well, I tell you, baby,
hangover from hell. Bloodshot eyes, unzipped flies. Man, those cats are paralyzed.
What happened last night anyway, people?
I don't know, man. I can't remember a thing.
Oh, we went to some party somewhere, that's right. Oh, no.
somebody, didn't I?
Yeah, that's right. I remember now. You hit that DJ. What's his name?
Oh, no.
Andy something.
Oh, Christ. What did he do, man?
Because he stole a lot of the red wine on the bed.
Oh, no.
You know, Joseph's bed.
She likes red wine, though.
Yeah, but not on her goddamn bed. And he was trying to clean it up, you know, with salt. And you got your fists out and you wanted to punch him. He asked for it. I give him a
hangover from hell.
I tell you, baby,
hangover from hell.
Oh, man, we got a
hangover from hell.
Oh, drunk as skunks.
Hangover from hell.
Bless your eyes. Unzip flies.
Man, those cats were paralyzed.
Well, you got room to talk anyway, but remember that party we went to the other night?
Oh, yeah, what party was that?
TV out the window.
Oh, I nearly threw it out the window. I tried, but the window was closed and it was bulletproof glass.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. You think I'm a drunk, but I'm looking at you. Then you try it out. You try to fight a gangster.
Yeah, now I'm trying to fight a
hangover from hell.
Man, we got a
hangover from hell.
I tell you, buddy,
hangover from hell.
Oh, get out of my face.
Hangover from hell.
Bloodshot eyes. Unsurprised.
Man, those cats were paralyzed.
Hey, you know what we gotta do, don't you, though?
Yeah, we gotta get a hair in the dog.
That's right, buddy, come on. Let's
drink till we stink.
I tell you, buddy,
drink till we stink.
Come on, pass me that bottle, Evil.
All right, here it is.
Come on, yeah, give me my guitar, I wanna play it.
Puked on my guitar.
Does that mean you can't play it anymore?
Yes.
Who fucking raved?
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Zodiac Mind War and the Love Reaction and the brilliant Hangover from Hell. What a bonus track on a 12-inch to get. Absolutely superb. Find out more. Facebook.com/ Zodiac Mind War official. But bear in mind, the band at the moment are on hiatus. Probably because they're old. Right, and they should know what to do, which is stop doing things, unlike some other old bands. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it's actually time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I think I might have upset the Grey Pounds there, Tony. I've just realised, because you could now be doing a gig with a load of old fellas.
Yeah. It's all right, that Grey Pan's not worth what it was.
Nah.
It's fine. And we're screwed on the Pink Pound. I don't know what pound we're going for. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know. Well, judging by how successful we've been with this show, I'd say pence. Which pence are we going for?
Thanks for your gigs. If you've got any gig for me, don't forget, you can email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the name of the band, where they play, how much to watch them play. Let me know your gigs. It is international, it doesn't have to be in the UK, it doesn't have to be my band, and it's not this week. So in his quest to be on every section of the show, Jess been in touch,
and he will be in at least one more as well.
And he says, all right, so this time it's Jess to Jeff, and it's the Yosemite Chivalry and Fantasy Fair. He loves his fairs.
He does. It was at fucking Shasta last week. Now yeah. He's doing. It's a picnic basket. That's Jellystone.
That's Jellystone. Yeah. Is it Mariposa Park?
It's
in
a picnic basket.
Mariposa, Yosemite. This Saturday and Sunday, May 31st, June 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. 3 shows a day in the Mead Garden, starting at noon. Cost, well, your dignity. So I don't know. So Jeff doesn't know the cost. But yeah. If you're going, There you go. You'll see Jeff at some point being in his jester outfit, which I still yet to see him play. I think every time he does this, if someone could send a video of that, I would like to see it.
Because right.
It never appears.
Now, there's the thing. I did sales training in 1992 in New York, actually. Yeah, because I'm quite fast. New York City! That fucking berry. Right, and there's a thing in the cycle of selling, it's called. The cycle of selling, right?
Right.
And there's this thing where once the sale is made, you don't push the product anymore. Because once they've agreed they're going to...
Oh,
they start to lose confidence in you. Right?
Right.
Right. What happened then was I heard Mead Garden and then I didn't need to hear anything else.
Got you.
I was happy with Mead Garden. All he had to send in was Mead Garden, an address. And surely anyone local is just going to go anyway, whether there's some prick with bells on or not, you know.
Fair enough. Yes.
Mead Garden, Tony.
Yeah. See, this is why I've never been very good at marketing.
Mead Garden.
I would have put another paragraph.
What's your job to advertise it?
Well, I can read. I can read the copy, but you know the construction of it. Ooh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not my bad.
It should just be in big letters, Mead Garden, and then underneath it, and other stuff from the olden days.
Yeah.
That'd do it, wouldn't it?
That'd do it.
I'm going there.
There you go. So if you're in the Yosemite area, check it out. That's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
It comes Sunday, Tony, when there are probably millions of gigs at the weekend, aren't there? Probably millions.
Mm.
Because maybe not millions, but there's a lot, aren't there? I mean, how many gigs are going to go on in the UK this weekend? I'll tell you, lots.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you multiply lots by a real lot,
you
got millions, right?
Yeah.
And despite all of that, the only gig we've had to push on this week's show is a Renaissance fair that no one knows how much it is to get in. No one knows who's on, but it's all right. There is a Mead Garden.
Yeah. It's on brand.
We're proud of ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. Should we do two songs in a row? Have we sung it again?
Yeah, we did.
Right. Yeah. Two songs in a row again. Stay tuned for Danny Cleaver. Two words that make me happy. Ooh, Danny Cleaver. But first, the Spackles, Tony.
Ooh.
They're sort of punks. They're a bit sort of pop, very catchy. From Boston, I think, by Rumbar Records. We played them quite a bit. This is a bit rougher for them, but which just makes me like it even more. And it's a new track, so you can find out more via their website, which is...
Spackles.com?
It is thespackles.com. It's only 5, probably being in step 1. This is Pistols at Dawn.
Slouch. Uncle Foamy.
Listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Ben to speak to them.
That's okay.
That was Danny Cleaver, a track called Everything's Your Fault. He's a Wattman army from Leeds. I love him, man. Everything's Your Fault. He's got a new album, Tony, and I'm going to use this phrase, even though I don't particularly like hearing other people say it, but obviously when I say it's brilliant, this album is all killer, no filler.
Ooh.
Absolutely brilliant. What is Danny Cleaver's Bandcamp page?
GrievousAngles.bandcamp.com.
GrievousAngles.bandcamp.com. GreivousAngles angles.bandcamp.com. Make it Terry Six, Paul of the Internet One. Quite a thrashing after last week. Again, the track's called Everything's Your Fault. And absolutely brilliant guy. Absolutely brilliant. Love it. Are you doing anything this week?
Interviewing a few member of staff. I'm expanding again. Got another lamb to the slaughter. They always disappear. But that's Tony Towers for you. Apart from that, I don't think so. I think it's due, so it's going to be end of May. Doing that, going out with the company, taking my staff out on Friday night, and then it's.
You've employed more people just so you can take them out for dinner.
I'm basically buying friends.
Right.
I find it much easier. They laugh, Tony, they laugh at your jokes.
I would.
They laugh at your jokes.
I'm so alone.
It's great, you know. Sure, there's a sexual harassment lawsuit coming down the pipe. But, well,
Of course, isn't it? Yeah, but if you buy them, they pretty much do what you want, don't they?
Yeah.
Because they know what's... They know if we just put up with this prick, we get another fucking 30 grand.
That's the company motto.
Is that your new catchphrase?
Put it up with the pricks since 1995.
Put it up with the pricks. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I knew the name of it, sorry. Putting up with the pricks. Kicky here.
I think that's it.
There's one thing you haven't mentioned.
What's that?
You were doing this week, which is, of course, your personalised picks.
Oh!
I see on Facebook you've started doing personalised picks.
I think we sell a lot of things, like we sell a lot of badges and stickers. I'm pretty much trying to start pushing the Quattro Tenaggio range. So
yeah, that's
start
right,
with
yeah.
picks, guitar straps, cod pieces,
right.
You know, the whole range.
And will I be getting a cut of the Quattro Tenaggio range, Tony?
Probably not. You know, I'm probably going to keep all
for
myself.
Will I be getting any intellectual rights here?
I've got staff to pay for.
The name Quattro Tenaggio, which I believe that going back through old shows, you will find I invented that phrase. It's entirely mine. It was my idea. Me, fucking me. And then what shows up on Facebook? Crawford and Agio, look at my new pics. Don't get fucking mentioned. You're out of order.
I'll stick your face on the back of the pic if you like.
You're out of order.
I'll see it as a little picture of Paulie B in the back of it.
You can shove it up your arse and fuck off while you're doing it.
I probably can. I think I'll probably go make them small enough. So, you know, two uses are better than one. That's what they always say, isn't it?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a pick for all seasons. It's Crafto Tanagio, a pick for all seasons. That's your catchphrase. Right.
You'll be seeing that next on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm having it.
Yeah. I should think there'll be one up there before I say, hey, I've just written this new song. It's called Breach from Tony. Right. So anyway, this week, you might say I was procrastinating. What I'm doing this week hasn't happened yet, but it will have happened by the time you hear this, in that this Monday, which is in the future for us, but is in the past for you, I'm going to Cooper's Hill outside of Gloucester to watch the cheese rolling. And what you want from this most Gloucestershire and British institutions is you just want it to be a nice day, right? Mm-hmm. And the weather forecast is not good at all for Monday.
Oh dear.
I think it's going to piss down, which will obviously increase the chance of people dying, which I'm always up for. You're going to have to Google Cooper's Hill or Gloucester cheese rolling to find out more about it. It's an amazing... Thousands of people go every year. I think mostly from Gloucestershire, but I think people come from all over Shantoni, and I'm going to be one of them this year, come rain or shine. And they do things a bit different when you get out west, don't they? When they get out west.
Yeah.
It's like... This event was attended by thousands of people. And I think up to about 100 people participating over the 2 short hours it's there has no health and safety certificates, right? They can't, like, there's no health and safety certificate because it's not organised by one company. It just sort of happens, right? Thousands of people, I think there's one burger van. I'm hoping it's being manned by Jesus. But yeah, there's no health and safety. So basically, I think there's St John's ambulance show up and that, but you know, it's only vaguely organised. And Tewkesbury Council, I'm not sure why they'd be involved rather than Gloucester, but Tewkesbury Council have declared it an unsafe event and recommended that not only do people do not participate, but they don't even go. Right?
Blimey.
And I'm thinking, oh, they won't care. Like, they're just a bunch of cowboys. I mean, look at that builder that was a wrong one. Fred West, he was always in a check shirt. He might as well have had a 10-gallon hat on while he was buried in the patio. Fucking mental over there. I can't wait, and don't get me started on the Forrester Dean. Right, let's play another band, shall we?
Okay.
I'm so happy about this. You might remember, a few years ago, we had a bet. I'm not sure whether we still have it, actually, by a band called Madalitso Band that are the brainchild of. They are a Malawi two-piece by a Bongo Joe Records. This track's from their third album that's out right now, but they obviously, when you hear them, you know they're not a two. It's two men making the music. They have loads of singers, loads of stuff going on. Absolutely brilliant. I don't know, have we still got the bed?
I don't think we do. No.
I don't think we do. I think we dropped the bed, but what I will tell you is the last time we played a Madalitso Band track, it did lead to at least one listener of this show buying the Madalitso Band CD. And that was Ann K.
Of course.
We've got such a small listenership. I even know their buying habits. She told us in an email.
Yeah.
Right. And I was so pleased when this came through, and I thought, I hope it's as good as the first one. This is proper African music. For those of you that are around in the 1980s, this should really be introduced by Andy Kershaw, right? Andy Kershaw was on for a while before John Peel, and it seemed like every single day he'd say, oh, this one's by the Bundu Boys, right? And it's just like that. It's Madalitso Band, they're brilliant. What's the Facebook? page? Have I asked you that?
No. Facebook.com. Facebook.com/MadAlitso.
Facebook.com/MadAlitso band. Time to stay. Blimey, this shouldn't be your catchphrase. Facebook.com/MadAlitso band. Oh, and by the way, what I want to do when the cheese rolling's finished, I'm going to look around at someone and just go, and that's cheese rolling. Right? That's my new catchphrase.
Excellent.
Yeah. This is MadAlitso band and the brilliantly titled from the new album, the brilliantly titled Princess Wamba. You're listening to Lanzotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was MadAlitso band and the brilliantly titled Princess Wamba. I'm having such a good time on this show. There's only more to come as well, and that's cheese rolling. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake. There was me having a good time.
Yeah, so if you do have a twat to nominate, don't forget you can email me. It doesn't have to be Stiv every week. Don't rely on Stiv. Please email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or twat's with thanks, if the twat responded to. Let me know your twats. Then we can do the Is a Twat feature, and we can play the theme tune. We can play it twice. So, yeah. No twat. No twat.
But it's all right, because I've got a quiz time for Tony.
Tony quiz time.
Unbelievable.
Excellent.
What a piece of work that is. Now, you might remember on last week's show, Tony, I asked our listeners the question, are there any monkeys in the Bible?
Yes.
Right. And what, as I said it, I googled it and discovered that there's a passage in Kings in the Bible. I don't know whether that's Old Testament, New Testament, I don't know that shit. But anyway, that mentions apes.
Right.
And then I got from Jeff, he sent a photograph of a picture of a monkey that he'd put in a Bible.
Right.
Now, and I started thinking to myself, because I'm not quite right in the head, I don't recognise that monkey. As if it would be a monkey I should have known.
Right, okay.
Then I thought, well, that's a great idea for a quiz time for Tony. It's not quiz time for Tony, it's chips time for Tony. Right, all I want you to do, there's not three questions today, all I want you to do is name every single famous monkey you can, right? And we'll talk about them as you do them, and I'll maybe one and two you haven't thought of and be surprised by some you have, all right?
Okay. Well, let's
famous
start...
monkeys.
Let's start with Clyde.
Oh, you know what? That was the one I was just typing in that I didn't think you'd get. Clyde from Every Which Way You Can, Every Which Way But Lose.
Right turn, Clyde.
Right turn, Clyde. What a monkey. He is technically an orangutan, but as you see, being a monkey on this list is a broad church. And I actually have Clyde down. Who else are you going with?
Bubbles.
Bubbles, as in the Michael Jackson's Bubbles.
Michael Jackson's little friend.
Michael Jackson's little friend Bubbles. I had that one down. Go on, though. I like your list already.
King Kong.
King Kong, that's a big one. Mm. What I'm going to do, I'm going to delete them from my list, as you say. King Kong. You got any favourite King Kong?
I quite like the one from Kong Island, actually.
Skull Island. Do you mean Skull
Island?
Island,
that's the one, yeah.
God, you know, I've seen that head. I told you that, didn't I?
No, I don't think so.
I went when I was doing work with what they call Merlin Entertainments.
Yeah.
We went to this special effects place in Milton Keynes, and they'd made the head. They'd made the Skull Island head, right? And it was in their factory warehousey thing. And they said, we got a bit of an issue. We said, why is that? They said, it's wanted by Madame Tussauds. Like, they want to have it as in their exhibition. They said, but it's a solid structure. They had to take the roof off Madame Tussauds and use a crane to get the head in. Absolutely brilliant, isn't it? Right, so yes, so Kong, yeah, I got rid of that.
Then I'm starting to falter somewhat. The monkey from the Aardman film Pirates.
I don't even know that one.
Right, he was good. Right. The entire cast of Planet of the Apes. I like them all.
That one down. I've got that down. Planet of the Apes. I've got that down. I'm getting rid of that. Yep.
I'm running short. What am I missing? Yeah.
Well, would you like my list?
Yeah.
And maybe butt in.
Right. Yeah.
Magilla Gorilla.
Don't know that one.
'80s cartoon.
Okay.
Grape Ape, which was an '80s cartoon where he went Grape Ape. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Monkeys. Right.
Yeah.
Topol from Pipkins.
Oh, I don't know.
Pipkins is older, but Topol was a little monkey that was on top of the wardrobe, so it's called Topol.
Right.
Monkey magic. Oh, monkey magic. Whew! That's a, which is the Chinese one, which is the monkey bloke from Journey to the West.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong.
Of course.
Curious George.
Yeah.
The Three Wise Monkeys.
Yeah.
12 Monkeys.
Yeah.
I also have Abu from Aladdin.
Okay.
And I've got that little prick with the eye patch.
Which one is that?
Prick from the Coco Pop. I don't know, but he's got an eye patch.
Right, okay, right.
What film he's in?
Yeah.
That little prick from the Coco Pops advert.
Yeah.
Jack the Monkey from Pirates of the Caribbean.
They named the monkey Jack. Yeah.
And that little prick from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Evil Monkey from Family Guy is the one.
Evil
as well.
Monkey from Family Guy. Ultimate Monkey Tone. You've done it.
Hey.
That was quiz time for. Actually, that was chimp time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
That is well remembered. Evil Monkey is the best one. And that rock song he does for Evil Monkey is brilliant, isn't it? When he gets his band together.
I think
Evil Monkey! Oh, yeah. The band's called Evil Monkey. And their big song is Evil Monkey. Oh, you got to see that one. Right then. So that's about it. Time for one last track then.
Okay.
Sex Faces, Tony. We started the show with Sex Verbote. Sex Forbidden. Now we're going with Sex Faces. One word. Sex Faces.
Okay.
Sex Face.
Fair enough.
Hello, we're Sex Faces. They're from Washington, D.C. This is Come Via Stubbornly Records. I love when we get stuff through from Stubbornly. I know it's going to be just a little bit out of order. And it always is. Sex Face is no exception. They got a new album out. I'll pick this track from it. This isn't the lead track from it. but I picked this one because this is two songs in one, Tone, and it takes an unusual turn halfway through. Saying little more than that right now. What is Sex Faces Bandcamp page?
Sexfaces.bandcamp.com.
Sexfacesdc.bandcamp.com, because of course they're comics. No, because they're from Washington, Tony. Washington, D.C. Sexfacesdc.bandcamp.com. Pulling in set 2, Tony 7. This is special /Rain.
The following tone is a reference tone recorded at our operating level and is there for my own amusement.
You think we're special, so special. 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 But you're not special, so special. You think we're special, so special. You think we're special, so special. You think it's 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 special, so special. But you're not, 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 not.
That's about the size of it for this week's show. That was a Sex Faces track called Special /. You're so lame. You probably think the song is about you. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people listen to the show, Tony.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Late shows on the front page. All the shows are on there. Very handy to remember that. If you ever need a show, it'll be on there. Go to it. Why don't start at the beginning and listen to all of them again? Do check that out. You can also find us online for stations like punkradio.com, radioandro.se, and radiofolkson.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
Spotify.
Yeah, in the podcast section, assuming they don't keep removing shows. I think we're all right at the moment. Go do check that out.
Good.
Amazon Music, in their podcast thing. There's an Alexa
device.
Really?
Amazon's region.
There's a podcast thingy, Alexa thingamajob, I don't know. Skill, try it out. Skill store, search Punk Radio, try it. Who knows? Maybe it'll break it and then you can thank us later. That's right, really.
I just want to get drunk in the shed. And that's cheese rolling. And that phrase was short lived. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
But you can't. But you can't. Yeah.